Sandra?
I don't know. She hasn't come down yet. Where have you been?
Went out and got two hoagies from the White House.
Oh, Cliff, you're going to spoil that girl.
Listen, my daughter has been away at college working hard. She deserves it.
Cliff, aren't hoagies your favorite, too?
Yes. And this is for my daughter, and this is for her father who loves her.
Dad, mm-hmm. We have a problem.
What's the matter?
Sandra broke up with Alvin.
Again?
Again. See, I'm trying to sleep, and Sandra's upstairs singing about crickets and dead flowers.
Well, something must have gone wrong on her date last night.
Well, you know what this means, Claire.
I certainly do. It means she's going to be moping around the house all weekend.
Well, it also means that she's going to be wandering around the room with those things on her ears singing, the flowers. And I feel so blue.
What's going on?
Sandra broke up with Elvin.
Again?
Yeah.
Dad, can I check into a hotel?
No, son, we want you here to suffer with the rest of us.
Can I have this?
Yes, but you cannot have this.
You see, Dad, you know, I suffer more than the rest of the family. And whenever she sees me, no matter what I'm doing, she'll come up to me and say, you men.
Hi.
Rudy, stay away from Sandra.
Why?
She and Elvin broke up.
Again? I'm sorry, can I have this?
Cliff, why don't we go upstairs and talk to Sandra?
Have died, there is no morning dew. The crickets know no love songs, and I feel so blue. The flowers have died, there is no morning dew. The crickets know no love songs, and I feel so.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Well, that's great. You know, Sandra, the word around the house is that you and Elvin broke up.
Again.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not really.
But you might feel better if you do.
Well, I don't want to feel better.
Well, the rest of the family wants you to.
Now, what happened?
I don't want to say. Okay, here's what he did. I was over at Roberta's, and Elvin said that he's going to stop by around 8:30. So I wait. No Elvin. At 11:15, just as I'm leaving, he comes sauntering up the sidewalk and he says to me, where are you going? He's the one who's late and he's asking me, where am I going?
So what did you say?
I said, where have you been?
And what did he say?
Out with the guys. Every time he goes out with the guys, he expects me to sit and wait for him. His plans are always more important than mine.
Why do you keep going back to this boy?
Dad, because he's wonderful. He's intelligent, he has a good sense of humor, and we have a great time together.
When?
When we're not fighting.
Well, when is that?
When he's not out with the guys.
Well, Sandra, since you and Elvin have broken up, why don't you take this opportunity to call somebody else?
There is no one else.
Sandra, please, there is someone else who's intelligent with a good sense of humor.
Well, I can't think of anyone.
Don't you have some friends who could tell you about somebody?
Well, there is this guy that my friends keep telling me I should meet.
Call him.
But, Daddy.
Call him.
But, Dad, he goes to Oberlin. That's in Ohio.
We'll fly him in.
Well, he is from New York.
Well, then he may be home this weekend, so call him.
Call him.
No, I'll have
call
to think about
call this boy. And you get his number, and you call him, and you apologize and tell him you're sorry you waited
good,
so long
wait, before she didn't
you
even call. Know
I don't care. I just call the boy. That's all. Call him.
Sandra, call the boy.
Please.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Theo. You men. Theo, did you have to empty the carton? Couldn't you be thoughtful and leave just a little for others? Just because you're a guy doesn't mean that the whole world revolves around you.
Sandra, I'm sorry.
You say you're sorry, but you don't mean it.
Dad, it's not fair. Now, I was trying to have a glass of milk.
Sandra?
Now, I'm in there minding my own business, and she comes in and says, "You men." And so then she starts to tell me, just because I'm a guy, I think the world revolves around me. So I say, "Sandra, I'm sorry. Here." I give her the glass. So then she says, "Well, you say you're sorry, but you don't really mean it."
Why don't you go outside of the house and stay out for a while?
Dad, then you'll be the only man in the house. I don't want to leave you alone.
I think I can handle it.
Good luck.
Dad.
Are you okay, Denise?
Yeah, right. You have to do something about her. I'm trying to type my term paper, and she's sitting on the bed griping about Elvin. She was gone for a minute, Dad, and she came back even madder, mumbling about men and milk.
Okay, then ask her to go into our room and mope and gripe about Elvin.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try.
Elvin. How's everything going?
Fine.
What can I do for you?
Dr. Huxtable, can I come in?
You have to?
I'd really like to.
You're always welcome here, Elvin.
Thank you, Dr. Huxtable.
Flowers.
They're for Sandra. Is she here?
Yes.
May I see her?
Sure.
Today?
Elvin, have a sit down, please. Just sit down.
Okay.
Elvin.
Yes?
Elvin.
Yes?
You're making my house a wreck.
I know, sir.
I'm not too sure if you do, son. A brother cannot drink a glass of milk in this house.
I'm sorry.
Her baby sister cannot express herself.
It's very unfortunate.
It is my opinion that either you marry this girl and take her out of this house now, or don't talk to each other ever again. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. I think I know how you feel.
Oh, yes, Elvin.
I've been very inconsiderate with Sandra, I admit.
Yes.
That's why I came over. I want to apologize to her.
Again.
And to tell her that things are going to be different.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Elvin!
Hello, Mrs. Huxtable.
Oh. Hi. Oh.
Elvin brought flowers for Sandra, dear.
Again.
Sort of a peace offering.
Yes, Elvin and I were just having a little talk.
Oh, that's very nice. Cliff, I have some research to do at the office.
Yes.
But I'll be home in time for dinner.
Ooh, then I'll cook something for you.
Would you do that for me?
I'd be happy to.
What will you make?
I don't even know yet.
Will it be something I can recognize?
I hope.
I'll see you there.
Okay,
goodbye,
please.
Elvin.
Goodbye, Mrs. Huxtable.
I'll go get Sandra for you.
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, sir.
Your wife goes to work and you cook?
Right.
Well, doesn't it ever bother you that when you come home at night, there's not always a hot meal waiting for you?
Oh, no. Sometimes my wife comes home and there's no hot meal waiting for her. But what's your point?
Well, I just feel it confuses things when a woman works. My mother works, and I don't like it. You know, sometimes when I come home, there's nothing to eat.
Well, are your hands broken?
I know how to cook.
Uh-huh.
But why should I when my mom's so good at it?
Dad, Denise said that I... Elvin.
Hi, Sandra. These are for you, Sandra. I'm sorry.
They're beautiful.
They're all blue. Because that's how I've been feeling all day.
Sandra, here, these are for you. I'm not even hungry.
No thanks, Theo. I know how much you like potato chips. You have them.
You and Elvin are back together?
Yes.
Oh, great. It's safe to come in.
Good.
Now we take you to exclusive Monte Carlo, to the spectacular seaside villa of 21-year-old Count Enrico Antonio Pamplona del Verde.
21?
His elegant garage houses no less than 7 Rolls Royces, one for each day of the week.
Are you serious?
Outside, by the villa's magnificent, solid marble Olympic-sized pool, the lovely Contessa Claudette, a former showgirl with the world-famous Folies Bergère, lounges in the sunshine while sipping vintage champagne.
We don't want people to know we watch them. Hi.
Hi, I'm Daryl Marchamp. I'm here to pick up Sandra.
Oh, come on in.
You came to pick up Sandra?
Yes, sir. I'm taking her to a concert.
Sandra called you yesterday?
Yes.
Son, go up and get Sandra.
All right. Hi, Daryl Marchamp.
All right, Daryl. Come on in. So you're at Oberlin?
Yes, sir. I'm just in town for a couple days.
So what are you studying there?
I'm pre-med.
Pre-med? Whoa.
Yes, I'll be attending medical school at Meharry next year.
In Nashville. Wonderful institution. What's your specialty?
Well, I'm thinking about radiology.
Ooh. Well, I have no problem with that.
Good.
Daryl, what do you think about women working?
I'm all for it. As a matter of fact, my mother works.
Well, then in that case, I guess you don't get many hot meals cooked for you at home.
We always have hot meals at my house. Everybody takes turns cooking.
What would happen if your wife worked and you came home and there was no hot meal?
Well, I can cook for myself.
Say, your wife is at home and you come home with the guys and there's no hot meal.
Well, that would be pretty inconsiderate. I mean, I would call first. That's what my father does with my mother, and she seems to appreciate it.
Was your father shorter than your mother? Okay. But now, how about if you're married and you're home and your wife came home from her career job and she sat down next to you and she said, "Where's my dinner? And you better get it on this table right now." Now you're a man, right? Now, what would you do?
Well, I guess I better do some pretty good cooking then.
Sandra! Oh, Sandra! Yeah, hurry up! This is my friend, Daryl. Came to see you.
Hi, nice to finally meet you.
That's right.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad, I'll be home right after the concert.
Yeah, well, you don't have to hurry home. No. Stay out there. And Daryl's medical school, dear.
Oh, really?
Yes. His specialty is going to be radiology.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, where are you going?
Where am I? I'm going to walk you to the corner.
Oh, Dr. Huxtable, I have my car.
Well, I'll walk you to the car, then.
No, Dad, that's okay.
Okay, it's okay. You need any money?
No, Dr. Huxtable, I'm fine.
You don't need any money?
I'm fine, thank
you. He doesn't need any money! Huxtable residence? Yeah, Alvin. No, she's not here. Okay, I'll give her a message. You'll be by to pick her up at 8 p.m. Take her back to Princeton. Okay, bye-bye. Daryl.
Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
Well, thank you for the concert, Daryl. I had a wonderful time.
So did I. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, hey, what's your rush? Come on in.
I guess I can stay for a second.
I'll just stay for dinner.
Dad, remember my ride is coming to take me back to Princeton?
That's right, but your ride called and said it wouldn't be here till 8 p.m. By that time, dinner will be over. So, you'll stay.
I don't want to impose.
Not imposing. Have a little dinner with the Huxtable family.
Well, okay, but yeah. Only if you let me help with the meal.
You cook?
Yes, Dr. Huxtable, I believe I told you that.
Come on, we'll all go to the kitchen.
That way we'll be done way before my ride gets here.
That's right, and by the time your ride gets here, maybe you'll have a new ride.
We're talking leather bucket seats.
Corinthian leather?
You know it, the only
man, a friend of mine has a 66
why don't we just have dessert now? Let's go for dessert.
Would
here
you please help clear the table
yeah.
for me?
No. You come with me in the living room.
Okay.
All right. No, you stay.
Dr. Huxtable, I want to thank you for having me over. You have a terrific family.
Yeah, Daryl, you're failing.
Failing?
Yes, with Sandra, you're not moving fast enough.
Excuse me?
You're supposed to be in there talking to my daughter. Now, you like her, don't you?
Well, from what I've known of her the last 5 hours, she's wonderful. Very bright, attractive.
Well, then tell her that!
Look, Dr. Huxtable, it is a little awkward. I mean, this is our first date, yeah. And the whole family has been around us. And it's really not my style. I mean, I'm more of a slow mover.
You don't have time?
Why not?
Because he's coming.
Who's coming?
Elvin.
Who's Elvin?
Elvin is the fellow that she likes.
Oh, then why am I here?
Because you're the fellow I like. You like me, don't you?
Yeah?
I could be your father-in-law.
This is moving a little too fast for me, Dr. Huxtable. I need a little more time.
You want to see her again?
Yes.
Does she have your phone number?
Yes.
Good, then you give it to me, too.
Dr. Huxtable,
give
really
it to me!
Area code 216-555-4795.
That's right.
Daryl, I hope you like pound cake.
Yes, I like everything.
But we better hurry and have this. I have to get packed.
Sandra?
Yes?
I think you're very bright and attractive.
Thank you.
And this past day has been simply wonderful.
Thank you.
That's it, Sandra and Daryl. That's it. This is going to work.
Now, how do you know?
How do I know? Because the boy is intelligent, he's in pre-med, he loves to cook, and he doesn't mind a woman having a career. Ta-da!
What about Elvin?
Elvin? You should hear his ideas about marriage.
Oh, Cliff, he's only 20 years old. He'll change.
No, not Elvin. Elvin is tough.
Well, so were you.
What?
Cliff, you were an Elvin.
I was not.
Please. When you were 19, you used to strut around like a peacock, point to me and say, my woman.
Yeah, but I changed.
I know, because I changed you.
See, Daryl does not have to change because he's got all the right attitude.
Cliff, for all you know, Daryl could be a bushwhacker.
Bushwhacker?
Yes, a boy who says all the right things, you see, because secretly he is in the bushes laying in wait until he gets you, and then he's going to jump out at you and say, where is my dinner and my 12 babies?
And you're saying that that sweet, lovely boy is a liar?
I'm saying that Daryl could be an elven in disguise.
Huh?
Cliff, there is a little bit of an elven and a Daryl in every man. See, you started out an elven and changed to a Daryl. Now, honey, if you could change, anybody could change.
Yes. Yes, okay. But what if Sandra marries Elvin and he doesn't change?
Whomever Sandra ends up with, that's her choice, and we have to respect it.
Okay, then is it all right if I root for who I want to? Elvin. Oh. How you doing, Elvin?
Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
How are you?
Thanks for letting me in.
It's okay.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hello, Elvin.
Is Sandra ready?
Well, not yet, but she'll be down in a little while. Would you and Dr. Huxtable like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
You mean you're going to get it?
Yes. You're surprised?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Huxtable. I didn't think you did that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
You know, serve.
Serve whom?
Serve him.
Oh, serve him! As in serve your man?
Well, yeah.
Let me tell you something, Elvin. You see, I am not serving Dr. Huxtable, okay?
Okay.
That's the kind of thing that goes on in a restaurant. Now, I'm going to bring him a cup of coffee, just like he brought me a cup of coffee this morning. And that, young man, is what marriage is made of. It is give and take 50-50. And if you don't get it together and drop these macho attitudes, you are never going to have anybody bringing you anything, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, ever. Now, what would you like in your coffee?
Maybe I could get you some coffee.
Oh, well, that's all right. I don't mind getting it, but thanks for offering.
Elvin?
Yes, sir?
When she brings the coffee back, if I were you, I wouldn't drink it.